joining us from Lake Ridge Academy, Coach Al George. And Coach, great to have you with us. And how many years for you now at Lake Ridge Academy?
I believe I'm going on my 7th year as head coach here at Lake Ridge Academy.
Okay. Well, tell us about how things have been going.
Oh, you said it exactly right. It's been going, that's for sure. You got a big group of players this year. Got a lot of returning guys, but then I have a lot more new faces on the team. Coming off a season last year, not having a JV team, now I have enough to field a freshman JV and varsity team.
So awesome.
A huge bonus for us going into this year, but with those new faces, a lot of new things for them. So it's been a long process so far, but these guys, they're hungry to learn. They want to learn new things. They want to go out there and shine bright and play hard. You can't ask for that.
So take me through that a little bit. If I'm not mistaken, a couple years ago, you didn't have a season with COVID, right?
Correct.
And last year, you're saying varsity, and now you've got all three levels. Just talk about that, and obviously that shows the excitement of basketball at Lake Ridge
Right.
Academy.
Yeah, I think that's really, you know, a testament to what not only myself and my assistant coach, Mike Neville, has done, but what the players have done and who they bring in and all that stuff. Like they bring in these players to come and play. They convince these guys to come and play. Being a small school that we're in, you know, you work with what you have, basically, and you really got to stretch out a little bit to get some guys to come in. So we have a huge amount of guys that are coming in to play, that want to play, that want to get better. You know, we always tell them, especially with this new group, that we want them to learn for the future. You know, we're not trying to, you know, win a, like, obviously we want to win games now, but we're trying to prep them to get ready for when they're juniors and seniors.
That's right. That's how you build a program, and that right. speaks much highly of you and your staff, that kids want to come out and be a part of it. You know,
right.
even football wise the numbers have been down. I know I talked to coaches, man, we can't get kids to come out.
Yeah.
So that's a building block for sure, and you got to be excited about that.
Oh, extremely excited. That's one of the that was the first thing on my list when I took the job to be a teacher at Lake Ridge, was I want to build my basketball program, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's been a process, and I think it's, you know, knock on wood, it's starting to pay off a little bit.
Right. Now, how about players' names, some players that you're counting on this year, you're looking forward to them having a good season?
Yeah, right off the bat, I have my starting point guard, Jose Gomez, coming off a great year last year. He's a senior this year. He's a great ball handler. He's very fast on the ball, off the ball. He's long defensively, can shoot. He's one of our top scorers for sure going into this year. A lot is being put on him this year, and he's been waiting for this moment since his freshman year. He started a good chunk of his games his freshman year on varsity, so he's known everything on varsity. So big things for him this year. Got my shooting guard, Jake Colby. He'll be back in January. He tore his ACL in the summer attending an elite camp. So he's been working really hard to get back. And
yeah, apparently.
You know, yeah, my assistant coach and I, we were joking that we saw him doing his physical therapy and doing his training and stuff on the sideline during our practice, and the things that he was doing, that we're like, he's not supposed to come back until like mid-January. He's like, he's pushing to get back in December at the
wow.
rate he's going right now. Like, he's really pushing to get better. So we're really excited to see what he's going to be doing when he's fully healed. Ryan Pulowski, my other senior, started for me last year. He's my corner shooter, just a slasher type of player. He'll just go out there. He'll just play hard.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Calcutt to round out my starting five, like my starters to come back, and then there'll be a new player potentially starting this year. But Sam Calcutt, my enforcer down low, he may not look like a center, but he plays like a center.
Mm-hmm.
He just brings that hard work, that hustle, that mentality of just toughness. You know, it's one of those things that you can't teach, you know, and he's
right. There's no drill for that.
Right.
You know,
he's the biggest mouth on the court, which we need coming out of our center for sure.
Yeah. And it sounds like with Gomez, you got a coach on the floor
exactly.
that could maybe help the newer kids get acclimated to, you know, what you want done.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And he's another earpiece. So you
yeah.
Could,
I yeah. definitely give him the green light to kind of do what he sees and what he visions and what he wants to do, but with certain restrictions and things like that. And he's learning that throughout this process with this new group and this new system that we're doing, everything like
mm-hmm.
that.
Alan George, the head coach of Lake Ridge Academy, joins us. Ron Polinski, along with former head coach of the Clearview Clippers, John Sally, as we are wrapping up hour one of our Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show. And Coach, what are the expectations for this season, and maybe if you could, for our listeners who may not be quite as familiar with Lake Ridge Academy, just some of the programs, some of the teams you play, what your schedule sort of look like?
Yeah, so we got a doozy of a schedule this year. We're opening up. We're playing at JFK and then playing at Orange. Our season opener is against Andrews Osborne. We're playing Normandy this year. We have Clearview on the schedule this year. Open Door, obviously. Got to have them on the schedule. A lot of teams in our conference were part of the Lake Effect Conference, which last year we were runners-up in the conference, first time ever, I think, in Lake Ridge history that we were runners-up. We lost to a team that their average height was about 6'8", and my tallest guy is maybe 6'1", in basketball terms, 6'1", you know.
Yeah.
So they played really hard last season. We did a lot of great things last year. We're hoping to really capitalize on that going into this year. I got a big group of seniors that, you know, when they came in as freshmen, it was, you know, this is what we want to do. This is where we want to be, these kinds of things. And they've been working their tails off to get to this point, you know, and their senior year is here. Let's, you know, make some noise, we say.
We had Alan Januzzi on a little bit earlier, and Coach was telling us this Saturday is the big basketball preview over at Avon Lake, and that's brought to you by the Lorain County Boys Basketball Coaches Association. I look at this, and I see you've got the lid lifter taking on Black River at 4:30 this Saturday. So
I'm sure
you and the kids have to be excited to be part of that preview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we haven't done it. So last year was our year off, and then the year before that, COVID. So we didn't even have a season. And the year before that, we were off. So we haven't done this in almost 4 years now. So we're happy to get back into it. Happy to promote Lorain County and get some people in the stands to watch some basketball games.
Yeah, I always thought it was beneficial, you know, just to get the kids out there. There's really no pressure on who wins those two quarters.
Yep.
But your kids get a feel a little bit for game situations, which is always helpful.
Yeah, it took me quite a few years to understand that. Like, I went in there my very first year when we were scheduled to play Brookside. And I'm like, we're gonna go. Like, we gotta go out there. We gotta play hard. We gotta, you know, show them that we can keep up with these guys. And throughout the years, you learn like, it's more relaxed. It's just letting them
growing.
Get them out there and play. You know, just really getting, you know, the area to get to know some of these teams,
exactly.
Some of these players. You know, so
now, I'm not saying in the middle of the game, you're not gonna say, come on, we, you know,
right.
We gotta do. But it is a growing experience, and I like I said, it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it, just because of the experience that you get playing against another team.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm very excited for this year. We, you know, like I said, we have a tougher schedule than we normally would, but, you know, we have the guys that they've put the work in, they've put the time in. They deserve to have this tougher schedule to really test them and see what they're made of this year. So I'm excited about this year.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate your time. I want to wish you best of luck, and thanks
appreciate
so much
it.
For joining us.
Got
to text you a little bit over the weekend, and thanks for the late notice and being flexible. And we
was that you that texted
it.
Me?
Yeah. That was
so
me.
I thought you were spam the first I had it. Didn't
well,
know who this
be.
Was. I'm like,
I've eaten spam.
No, I'm glad we were able to make this work. Yeah, I look forward to doing this every single year just to get my team out there, my school out there.
That's right.
Not many people know Lake Ridge Academy, that it's 5 minutes from Hoop Tech, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's right down the road.
Exactly right. Yeah. So, again, thanks and best of luck this season.
Appreciate it.
Wishing you the best, Alan.
Yeah, thanks,
Coach. Good luck to you.
Yeah,
that's Alan George, the head coach of Lake Ridge Academy.